Be calm. Tamar's on.
Welcome to Tamar Talk, where music is constant and discovery is endless. Now your host is ready to tell it all. Ashley Tamar!
Hey, you guys, what's up? It's your girl, Ashley Tamar. It is Thursday, September 17th, and it is crazy. We are more than halfway into 2020, and it's kind of interesting to see some memes say, listen, I need a trailer for 2021, but, you know, you got to count it all joy. It's a lot been going on, and you cannot even negate that it has been a trying time for everyone in all industries. So I am definitely praying for you guys. Thank you for your messages on all the social media platforms. A lot of you have been like, when are you doing another Tamar Talks podcast? And I'm like, I know, I'm coming. And I have so many of them on the radar, five of them to be exact. And for some reason, I have just been backed up with some other good news to eventually share with you guys. But this one in particular, I had to rush and put up and post. You will hear maybe two or three songs of throwback songs, a song from my Milk and Honey project that I don't think I've ever played on Tamar Talks podcast. And this one is a very dear topic to me. You guys know I am champion anything entertainment and educational, and I'm just blown away that the sounding of the alarm of what Kanye West is doing, regardless of his character, how he's doing it, how he's going about doing it. I have been a champion at saying just listen to the message, and the message is very clear, from Sam Cooke to Prince to Michael Jackson to Ray Charles to Taylor Swift, and now I feel like the tables are truly in a place to turn. And so it is all about ownership, and I immediately reached out to my girl, attorney extraordinaire, female, black woman, beautiful, poised, eloquent, all that stuff. Her name is Stephanie Hay, and she said, yeah, girl, I'm down to do it. So please welcome to Tamar Talks, attorney Stephanie Hay.
This is the Tamar Podcast.
Without further ado, I am so excited to have my first entertainment attorney on the Tamar Talks Podcast, and she is a female, okay? And she is about her stuff. She is gorgeous. She is eloquent. She is smart. She's educated. And so we're going to briefly talk about the issue at hand with ownership of masters. Please welcome to Tamar Talks Podcast, entertainment attorney, Miss Stephanie Hay.
Well, thank you. Yay! I am so honored to be the first attorney on the podcast. I did not know that. Wow. I am honored. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've been wanting to talk to a lawyer I've been wanting to talk to you for a minute. We've hung out and all that stuff, but never, like, on record have we talked about stuff. But I'd already told Stephanie, if you guys wanted to follow up with her, you will find out how to reach her. But you know what? You got to pay for the services. So we're just going to dab a little bit into it. I actually just did a session with a student, and she asked a great question, which is how we'll start this conversation, which is, why is it so important to own your masters?
It is important to own your masters because it is the longevity of your career. It is your retirement plan. It is your 401k. It is your, you know, IRA if your parents have a if your parents work for a company, or it is what they call your pension plan if your parents have worked for a company for a very long time. We as artists, and I say I'm including myself as artists, although I am not, but I represent artists. You're entrepreneurs, and so in creating this entrepreneurial business, you are thinking of all the things that are going to set you up long term, and owning your masters sets you up long term. So if there is a day you decide that you no longer want to participate in the music business and are continuously putting out albums, this is your mailbox money. This is the ownership of these masters is what's going to allow you to sit on your couch for the rest of your days, feed your children, you know, pay for the nursing home and do all of those things because you own these masters and they are generating income while you sleep.
Ooh, child, she said, this is your mailbox money. I'm literally writing this down. It is my mailbox money. But Stephanie, like, tell them what, in a scenario, what this means. Let's talk about the Kanye situation. He has four kids or something like that. God forbid something were to happen to him in 30 years. Him owning his masters does what for, as the Bible says, generational inheritances. So maybe you can you speak briefly about what that masters means to artists posthumously, as they say?
Okay, so he passes away. Ownership of his masters means they will then be able to continue to make money off of the masters through the fact that he owns the masters. They will be able to continue to license the masters. They will then have the mailbox money that he had. It will then pass on to him. So it creates that generational wealth. Copyright ownership is your lifetime plus 70 years after the death of the last author of the song. And so in that same spirit, when he hypothetically passes away, then ownership then passes to his children and potentially even their children for an additional 70 years. So that's why it's so important to own the master recording in addition to the musical composition. We hear, the conversation about in this particular regard the masters, but Kanye does from the contracts and everything are saying he is owning his composition rights. And so that's a great thing, but that's just only one portion of the copyright pie and only half of the income essentially that a song is going to generate, because a song is always generating two sets of income, the income on the masters and the income from the composition.
Ooh, child. Okay, once again, y'all gonna get Stephanie Hayes, y'all attorney, because she's not playing. And I blatantly gave a disclaimer. We weren't gonna talk too long about it. But basically what she is saying is, at the end of the day, for instance, I don't know if you guys have seen The Lion Share, one of my favorite documentaries. Ooh, on Netflix.
We have talked about this. We love it. Girl, we love it. Yeah. I'm making that a project for my class. Girl.
Listen, oh, so that project. Oh,
it's a project. It is a project for the class. Yes, ooh, it is
a whole semester.
It's a whole semester. It's a paper. If any of my students are listening, this documentary on Netflix is the final class paper project for this semester. That's how good it is.
So basically, in a nutshell, what we're talking about, me and Stephanie hung out and had dinner. We could not contain ourselves because we didn't know we were going to start talking about this stuff. And come to find out, there's a documentary called The Lion's Share. Well, I think 99.9% of people who are living today know Lion King. Well, long story short, they, the daughters of the guy who originally started, it's almost like a genre. He started a genre with this whole Amwimawe and all of this stuff. So all the songs that we are in the jungle, the mighty jungle, this black man literally created this song in Africa. Long story short, he was illiterate. He signed on the dotted line. You'll see it later. He signed on the dotted line. Come to find out, he eventually signed away his copyright and his legalities to the song, albeit while in other countries, i.e. America, they have created the song and put it in a film that is probably the number one selling cartoon animated film of all time, Lion King. Well, long story short, his daughters are still scraping out of bowls to eat and live and survive now that he is dead and gone. And so this is so important, black, white, Asian, whatever you are, to understand the ownership of masters. Whether you want to be in the business or not, people need to stop laughing at the totality of what this represents, i.e. generational wealth, what it represents for Kanye and who he is calling out to stand with him. That's really it. So the last part we're going to do on this Tamar Talk, Miss Stephanie and I were able to get copies of the contract that Kanye put up. And so I asked Stephanie to take a clause or maybe to talk about something in one of his contracts, because he posted over 114 pages, if you guys did not know.
Right. And I was like, wait, if pages are mingled and stuff like that. So, guys, if you are looking at his Twitter, note that it is two different contracts and not all of them. They are not cohesive in the way he posted. So just
what's crazy, Stephanie? Uh-huh. It is three of them. It's the Island Def Jam with Getting Out, and then it's Island Def Jam with Kanye Lighting Out, and then it's Def Jam Recordings with Getting Out Our Dreams. We're not going to go into that. If people want to call, y'all will find out how to reach Stephanie to break this down. Right. But until then, she's going to have the floor and give you guys an example of what about this contract he is fighting.
Okay, guys. So first things first, this is a seven album deal. And time and place, at the time, the contract, and I'm looking at the one that is between Rockefeller and West Entertainment Services. It was signed in 2005. It's a seven album deal. Time and place, that's what they were doing. And, you know, we in 2020, and I mean, in the last 5 years, have really ramped up the conversation about ownership of your masters and really licensing the masters. But time and place, that was not a part of the conversation, even though it should have been. And as Tamar said before, you know, we've been talking about this since Sam Cooke, Prince talked about it. But for some reason, it still was not resonating. It seems like now it is starting to truly resonate with older artists as well as our new artists coming in. But at the time, that was not the case. So we have a 7-album deal. A 7-album deal is not a 7-year deal. So when you look at the totality of how long it may take to deliver 7 albums, you can be in a 7-album deal for 10 or 15 years, maybe even 20, depending on how soon you deliver your album. So that's the first thing that is not concerning, but it ends up taking a very long time to get out of a deal, i.e. why then people feel like I am now a slave to the deal because it is so long and you only have to deliver 7 albums. The other thing we wanted to discuss was just the mastership, the owners of the masters. The label owns all of the masters on each one of the albums. So if we say a LP is, let's say, you know, 12 to 15 songs, you do that times 7, the label owns all of those master recordings. And of all of those master recordings, let's say if even half of them or a fourth of them become a hit record, those hit records now belong to the label in perpetuity forever. The label will own them, and Kanye never owns the master recordings, which means even after spending 10 years or 15 years with the label, you walk away and you still don't own any of the songs that you created while under the tutelage of the label. And then when I say ownership of any of the songs, I'm not talking about publishing. We're talking about ownership in the actual sound recording, ownership in his own vocal performance of those particular songs. So that is really what Kanye is saying. He's like, hey, I spend 10 years here. I deliver 7 albums. Each album has 12 songs. Each album has at least 5 hits off of them, let's just hypothetically say, you know, and now I don't walk away and I don't own anything. Essentially, all I got was were the advances, and I'll continue to collect royalties if I have recouped on the royalty side. So you have all of those things that play a factor into it. But even if he's collecting royalty, he does not own that material for him to then go on and license it to somewhere else and make more money off of it, license it in television and film and make 100% of the proceeds versus whatever the negotiated rate is, which is not even 50% of the income from that sync license. So that is why it's important to own the masters, because even after spending so much time in one place with one label, making hit record after hit record, you walk away and all you have is your royalties. You don't own anything.
Ooh, child. Okay. So in a nutshell, for those who are listening, I am getting emotional. As of last night, seeing his tweets, I can honestly say I got a little emotional. Because as an artist, like you said, it has been in the shuffle for years and no one has paid attention. And I really feel, as a child of God, I do believe that God can use anybody, anywhere, at any time. Mm-hmm. And regardless of how Kanye says how he says things, what he is saying mm-hmm. is so, I am so happy.
Correct,
to
correct,
the alarm.
Correct.
And
correct,
what
correct.
Stephanie is saying is his actual sound recordings is what is at stake. Meaning, say for instance, Jesus Walks, one of my favorite songs. The actual sound mm-hmm. recording of that we have heard for years and years and years. If for whatever reason, 10 years from now, Black Panther 2 comes out and they want to use this, the original version of him singing this or rapping this song, they will not have to go to Kanye to get permission. They will have to go to the label. And if the label owns the master, they can decline that song being in that mm-hmm. film. Why is that a big deal? Yep. Because you have a whole other decade of a generation who may or may not know him, which is, i.e., interesting, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of kids who've been born since Michael Jackson has left the earth and all that stuff. So 9 times out of 10, some kids know Michael and some don't. But if they were to put his original Beat It in a Capital One campaign of him singing at, they are getting that right from the label. They're not getting that right from, per se, if Michael Jackson was alive. They would Michael Jackson would see the royalties from his performance of it, like she said, because he wrote the song and composed it, and that's a writer's share. You know,
but and Paul, he may also see the royalty. He may see royalties from the masters. It's just not as much as he would see if he owned the masters. So he may see a portion based on the contract for sync licensing. Let's say he may see 15% of the income they generate from that license. But he just won't see the majority. Instead, he won't see, you know, 80 to 90% of that income, because he doesn't own it. They own it, and it's based off of his recording contract, which, let's say, is, I think, 26%, let's hypothetically say, for the case of sake argument.
Well, once again, you guys, this is Ashley Tamar with Tamar Talks. I am so honored that attorney Stephanie Hay was on here to give you guys some insight, because this entertainment industry is full of a lot of webs. It's a blessing to be in it, but when you see things like this still happening and artists like Kanye West, and ironically, one more story, what made me get even more passionate about it, and I'm glad I was able to get Stephanie on the phone, is because I was riding with my younger brother. He's 30, and we were talking, and he said, but Kanye West is Kanye West. Can't he just leave the label and just put his music up on Apple? And I said, well, once again, this is the stuff that you guys don't know, and it's a great question. I said, but because he doesn't own his masters, they can pull all that music from those aggregators or those streaming services, and once again, we could never hear them again. That's how much power they have. Now, it's all semantics. You can say, well, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, he's Kanye West. He can just leave, or he, you know, they should have let him go a long time ago. Well, yeah, we all have our ideas on it, but you got to look at it. And this is what I told my brother. If you are coming from whatever you come from, you don't have a job, say, for instance, your parents aren't working, whatever the case may be, and someone offers you whatever. I'm not saying this.
Honey.
I just want to give you
honey.
This is what you're up against. When they
you are,
show you these things, and my baby brother, I think he almost emotionally got attached to what I was saying, because he ended up texting some of his friends in a group chat what I was saying, and one of his friends works at a major television studio and sent audio back of how important what I was saying was legit. And I think that's when they all were like, OMG, this is a serious situation. And so what I'm saying is, when you are presented something and you have nothing, you can't tell people, I'm getting chills saying this, you can't tell people what they should and should not do. Some of this stuff, like you've seen athletes talk about, is a survival. This is a survival when they sign with NBA or the NFL. The difference is, these entities are not prepared for any of these young men or women to wake up. However you define waking up, they are not prepared for that. And I think this, to me, is where the conversation is amazingly exciting, because hopefully we will find change. And I am a prayer warrior. The least I can do is pray that Kanye is safe, because what he is doing is completely vigilant compared to what Prince, Sam Cooke, and all these other artists did. He is blatantly giving you guys everything with his palms out and his hands up. And that's the part that just makes me like, oh my God, please protect him, you know? And that's just my honest to God truth. That's my two cents.
And okay, and let me just add this, and then we'll wrap it up. But it is the epitome of I am truly, truly talented. And once you have that big first pop, like after college dropout, because some of this is where, you know, this all then stems from, I want to be able to lock you into an agreement. And let's not be clear, it's not exclusive to Kanye. When a couple of years ago, right before Taylor Swift signed her new contract, I think it was with Universal, and she was trying to leave the prior label, and she has all these big issues with her ownership of her master recordings from all of her, you know, former stuff, and arguing that she does not either own her masters as it relates. It's the same concept, and it comes in with, I'm hoping now as we move forward with future generations, we start to see the importance of, wow, the music business does not require you to enter with any level of basic education. You can do this and make millions of dollars. the education that you learn from the business will be much harder if we don't start taking a different position when we start entering into the business. Like, this is a business of $1 million business, and it requires no ticket for admission. And the crazy part about it is there is nothing else you can do in this world that does not require a basic foundation of some formal education. Being a doctor, being a lawyer, being an architect, it all requires some type of formal education in order for you to then get into the industry and maneuver. This industry makes millionaires and billionaires without the requirement of formal education, but when the formal education comes in, continuously and continuously getting burned. And I hope that we start to see a shift in our younger generations and our independent artists that are owning their businesses, but also investing in themselves to say, okay, I need somebody to sit down and let's talk business. Let's not talk about art. Let's just talk about the business and me understanding what it is. Because yes, you can have people around you. And like you said, we can talk about the semantics of, well, where was this person? What was this? And what was this? But it still becomes your business. And as the artist, if it is your business, it is still your responsibility to then say, okay, what do I need to know? And understand that, so then you can have that true conversation about the ownership of your masters, the ownership of your publishing, and what it takes to be an entrepreneur in the music business. Because when it's all said and done, everybody in the business is an entrepreneur, and you have to understand it in order to maneuver and have some longevity.
Whew, that's it. That's it. Literally it, Stephanie. If we don't look at this as, and that's what I applauded him on when I saw that last night. He said, I'm trying to change other artists that's coming up. That, to me, that said it all. You can say whatever mm-hmm. you want, but for someone to say it is bigger than me and I'm about to get to the bottom of it try to get to the bottom of it, that, to me, says everything. Just like the NBA, they shut down everything. They said, if y'all want to see us play, create our arenas to be voting locations, because we are seeing mm-hmm. that people are trying to shut down even voting locations. Okay, y'all want to see us play? Open up our arenas for voting day. That mm-hmm. is the type of alignment we need to see. I don't care what nationality, what race, what genre you're singing. At some point, if you see it happening to Amy Winehouse, to Sam Cooke, to Taylor Swift, to Kanye West, to Prince, to Michael Jackson, at some point, there needs to be a change. And mm-hmm. I really appreciate you from the bottom of my heart, Stephanie, for giving that tidbit. If you guys need to reach Stephanie, you have the floor. Tell them how to reach you, how do you take clients and all that stuff. And y'all contact Stephanie. Whatever question you have, trust and believe, you're going to get all your truth from her.
Thanks, man. I can be found on social media. Instagram is probably where you will find me most, at The Entertainment Attorney, traditional spelling. But I can also be contacted via phone. My office number is 713-955-8682. Or you can send me a quick email. My email is just my name, traditionally spelled, Stephanie K. Hay at haylawgroup.com. So, yes, I'll pass my contact information to Tamar so that we can post it. But yes, that is where I can be found, and I'd be happy to assist. I do consultations, 1-hour consultations, and they are $175. I also offer clients flat fee services. So for any contract matters, whether it's review of a contract or if it is for the drafting of a contract, I do offer those services on a flat fee rate, as well as subscription services for those who need more one-on-one time as it relates to entertainment attorney services. But I am happy to assist and answer any of you all's questions, so feel free to hit me up.
Thank you, Stephanie, so much.
Hey, you guys, I hope you really learned a lot from this short, condensed version of Entertainment Business 101, Entertainment Law 2000. It's just like so much to discover, uncover, unpack, talk about, formulate, translate, get back to the negotiating table. It's just so much. And so from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for listening. It's your girl, Ashley Tamar. You can catch me at www.tamardavis.com or any Instagram, Ashley Tamar Music, Facebook, Ashley Tamar Music. And, you know, y'all stay encouraged. I know it's some trying times. Stay prayed up. Stay just all about the end goal of loving each other, really sowing time, talent, and all that jazz, And don't forget your girl Ashley Tame. I'm always here. And there's a message button on here. So send me a message. If there's anything that you want to hear talk about, or if you just want to give me a shout out, I will definitely air your shout out on my Tamar Talks podcast. Please enjoy this throwback song, since it is Thursday, Throwback Thursday. And this is song Holy Ground from my yet to be released album, co-produced by my late great friend Prince, called Holy Ground. And then after that, I did a cover from JID. I did a 3-in-1. I did Hush Now, Don't Explain. Then I did a cover tune of JID. I just changed the lyrics to fit me and what I'm going through. And then the third song is Nature Boy. There was a boy, a very strange and chatted boy. It's your girl Ashley Tamar. Until next time on Tamar Talks podcast, you guys stay encouraged. I love you so much. La route est brutale parfois, et quelquefois elle est brutale, qu'elle pour déchirer le fond de nos souliers. Quand les choses me gênent, il y a toujours quelqu'un qui m'écoute. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Somebody told me you protect me from anything in my way. This yellow brick road, yeah, ain't easy walking. The streets ain't paved with gold. Every time I listen to a fake gangster talking, they take another piece of my soul. How do I know just where I'm going? How do I keep my head? Who do I call on to fight my battles and bring me back from the dead? When them devils try to stop me, who's gonna be my friend? And answer the age-old question, who put the eye in sin? I know you are there, Father, let me know. I know that you care which way I go.
Comme ne jamais m'incliner en bas au Dieu qu'ils adorent. Puis-je continuer à être sensible aux avances de votre esprit?
Let me know you are there.
Et que je continue à monter.
Let me know that you care.
Auteur et ligne.
Take my hand, lead the way.
Votre frère, Ashley et j'aimerais.
Make 100 racks and that 100 racks bringing no more lack. I was chasing fame like the honey catcher. ATD trick, the vision chaser. C'est la vie shit, I'm coming after everybody. Climbing the promise ladder. I'm fly and I got my girls fly too. Yup, it's like buddy passes. I wanna cry cause I'm numb inside. If you wonder why, ask what's the chatter. I've been working hella hard. Things are really working out. I've been praying to the Lord. Things are really working out. I've been looking to the stars. Keep my head up in the clouds. Things are really working out. Things are really working out. Shit is finally working out.
Don't explain what is there to gain.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one very day, he passed my way. He spoke of little things and kings in the sea, said to me, the greatest gift you'll ever learn is just to love, love, and love in return.
Hey Tamar, Tampa M loves what you're doing with Tamar Talks. I just wanted to call in and let you know that I absolutely love what you're doing. I like hearing about your perspective on things in life and what you like and don't like. And I just think Tamar Talks was a great idea and I love it. Please continue because it's wonderful.
You've asked how long will the promise stay? What you want, eyes haven't seen. Till dawn, you may believe. Can you picture you living the light? Hope is rising. Can you feel it tonight? Or is it just my imagination? We are freedom. It's our season tonight. Or is it just my imagination?
smile. You have this look upon your face.